Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections for life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections for life and so much more.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Lessons and Reflections. Please recite after me. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. As you're aware in this program, we select a few verses from the Holy Quran and we try and learn what lesson is there for us to learn and we reflect upon. That's how its name, as it says, Lessons and Reflections. Be with us from start to end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning today from this very episode, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And topic is true believers. Actually, you can phrase it, who are true believers? This is what we're going to learn in the light of Holy Quran. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end. You can add as many good intentions as possible because you can easily multiply the amount of reward you will attain. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Respective words, it is mentioned in Surah Anfal, verse number 2, 3, and 4.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم.
The believers are the very people whose hearts tremble with fear when Allah is remembered. And when His verses are recited to them, their faith is strengthened and they only place their trust in Allah. Those who establish prayer and spend in our way from the sustenance we provide for them. It is they who are truly believers. For them, there are ranks with their Lord and forgiveness and sustenance of honor. Subhanallah. Respectively, in these ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned three attributes of believers which relate to their hearts. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned two a'mal as-salih, the good actions, good deeds, which are related to their body and mal, wealth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classed these individuals as true believers and also gave them the glad tidings of the everlasting blessings of Jannah, as well as their honor, subhanallah, will be raised in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This good news and glad tidings was also given to the believers. The commentators of the Quran, they have said that there is a beautiful correlation between these verses, subhanAllah. There are three internal qualities which are to do with one's heart, the asaf, the qualities which have been mentioned, having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His remembrance. Whereas recitation of the Holy Quran strengthens their iman and faith and the tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this would give them darajat of proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas salah will give them maghfirah, and salah will become as compensation of their sins, subhanallah. Whereas when they will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the risk of honor in Jannah. So all these a'mal, these qualities, these attributes, we should adopt, because these beautiful attributes will give us the proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll be able to enjoy the everlasting blessings from the court of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Let's talk this in detail. There are two types of fear of Allah Almighty. Number one is refraining from sins due to the fear of punishment. And number two is fearing the wrath, greatness and infinite independence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first type is expressed by the righteous among the noble people. The second type is expressed by the prophets, messengers, saints, and elevated angels according to their nearness to Allah Almighty. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just a tear equal to the mosquito's wing, if it is shed by the believer and then it touches the ruhsal, the cheeks of that individual, that believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Jahannam haram upon him. Those who are muqarribeen, those that have proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is their state when they have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and once he saw a bird sitting on a tree, and he said, "Oh bird, goodness is for you. You eat the fruit, you sit on the tree. If only I was a fruit and birds had eaten." Allahu Akbar Kabir. And he said this out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those, they are very close, they've got proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet due to the jalal, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they possess the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second quality of believers, which is mentioned in these verses, that when they hear the verses of the Holy Quran, the strength of their iman is increased. Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those individuals whose doors of heart are opened, this noor, this light enters their hearts and then spreads light everywhere, subhanAllah. And those whose lands of heart are not barren, when the rain of Anwar and Tajalliyat, noor and light of Quran, falls onto those lands, then the flowers grow and spread fragrance everywhere. This is the barakah and blessings of Quran. So here, the increase in iman, what does it refer to? It refers to the condition, the state of one's iman. It gets strengthened. And the third wasf, and the quality of a believer, which has been mentioned, that they only trust their Lord as Samaj. They've got tawakkul upon their Lord as Samaj. Subhanallah. And they always fear their Rabb ta'ala as Samaj. They leave all their matters to their Lord and they trust in Allah, and they do not have any hope other than Allah, and they don't fear anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the true meaning of tawakkul? Having trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that the meaning of tawakkul is not to abandon your efforts, as few ignorant say. Whereas tawakkul is that a person, a human, he adopts apparent means, but he does not trust from his heart upon those means, but he trusts the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, madad and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what he actually have trust upon. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, once a person requested in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, shall I tie my camel and then do tawakkul, or shall I leave it untied? Rasulullah alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam said, you tie your camel first and then do tawakkul. So far the attributes what we have discussed, they were linked with one's heart. Now after this, there are two apparent a'mal, good deeds of believers, they have been mentioned. The very first is that they establish prayer. It means that they pray salah with all its preconditions and arkan, as well as they fulfill the fara'id and wajibat when they establish their prayer. The second wasf, the quality which has been mentioned of the believers, is they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered them to spend, like paying zakah, performing hajj, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spending in good a'mal. All are included in this regard. After mentioning all these attributes, such individuals, they have been given the title of true believers. Subhanallah. And later, rewards that we mentioned, which they will attain. The very first reward they will attain, that they will possess certain proximity in darajat, levels, and they will have darajat of Jannah, levels in Jannah. And some will be above than others. As believers, they will have different asaf and qualities, and according to the difference, they will have different levels. The people of Jannah will see those who will reside in above abodes. The way you see the remaining shining stars in the morning from east and west on horizon. And this distance would be because of the difference between the darajat levels. Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah alayhi sallam, will these abodes, the houses, will be of the Anbiya, messengers of Allah, and others will not have any access to them? He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, no, after mentioning the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, there will reside those people who believed in Allah and they testified the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second jaza, reward, which the believers they will have, that their sins will be forgiven. And the third reward will be the honorable sustenance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them, which Allah has prepared for them in Jannah. And why this risk, this sustenance is said as honorable sustenance? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them this risk with respect, without any hard work. They will get this forever. Without working for it, without earning, they will be getting this. Respected viewers of Badani Channel, today we learned few qualities of believers, some related with hearts and some with the apparent a'mal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we act upon what we have learned. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Qur'an, above to explore. Reflections for life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, above to explore. Reflections for life and so much more.